More than 30 years ago, spiritual leader Reverend Jim Jones promised his followers salvation in the next life in exchange for the ultimate sacrifice in this one. The tragic outcome at their commune has been well documented in factual accounts. Writer, poet, and playwright Fred Degar was only in his late teens when the world first heard the news of a mass suicide by people in thrall of their charismatic leader.
I was in London when it happened in 78, and I was shocked and then felt in a special link when I heard it was Guyana.
Degar was raised in the UK and born in Guyana.
People were always saying Guyana, Ghana, and they had no idea where you're from until Jonestown. They realized Guyana, oh yes.
The only Caribbean country located on the South American continent, Guyana was to be an Eden in the jungle for followers of Jim Jones. In writing Children of Paradise, Degar was interested in how the commune, ostensibly dedicated to civil rights and service, became like a work camp run by a paranoid con man who ultimately led his flock to mass suicide and murder.
So I became interested in how that psychology could be traced, especially with so many kids dying. A third of kids, of the numbers dead, were children. 303 children died. And I thought someone should speak for them because they were the ones who were first killed. And once the parents killed their kids, they were then, you know, the incentive to live had gone, disappeared.
The transition from blind trust to tragedy is where Degar sets his story about Jonestown. It's one which most everyone already knows the ending to. But in the way only fiction, with its omniscient narrator, can, the reader gets inside the heads of every character, from the increasingly paranoid commune leader to the bullying guards, frightened cult members and their children, and a captive gorilla named Adam, who sits in his cage at the center of the commune, as if in silent judgment of what's going on around him.
It was good to have Adam present, because his captivity as an animal in a landscape, you know, looking around where he ought to be free and perhaps roam, would represent some of the voluntary imprisonments going on with the commune and its choices and bad choices. And so Adam would be on the outside, but seeing more than the community is able to see, and also mediate between, I think, a readership that might be skeptical and a commune whose behavior seems fantastical.
The gorilla in the commune demonstrates the power of magical realism as a storytelling tool in examining facts too terrible to comprehend.
And that fiction can reclaim lost spaces, especially tragic and traumatic spaces. The immersion of fiction without the catastrophe of the event is what I think fiction is able to do really, really well. It'll tell that story. Your nervous system will be, you know, on tender hooks. But at the end of it, you come out knowledgeable and rather than being destroyed.
Fred Degar is a novelist, a poet and playwright, and a professor of writing at Virginia Tech. His new novel about the tragedy at Jonestown is called Children of Paradise. I'm Robbie Harris.